from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
In this episode, we are going to be digging into the challenging world of measuring business impact. And we're going to have...
Of learning. Not of everything. Only learning, Martin.
But the business impact is the bit that we really care about, isn't it? I hope. That's what I'm led to believe. So we have the Leo and Watershed annual measuring the business impact of learning report, which has just come out. And it's in its fifth year, so there's quite a lot of data. It's not a hefty report, but it is a sort of state of the nation. They ask quite a few people to pitch in with how they are evaluating learning and its relationship with business impact. So we thought we'd spend a couple of minutes just looking at that, yeah? So Nigel, what are your thoughts on this report and what it has to say?
Well, interesting enough, there's only 10 pages in the report, and the report summarises the data, which is not exactly world-shattering, that 40.6% stated that COVID had caused them to focus on operational changes over measurement. Now, you'd hope it would be 96%, not 40.6%. And the 18.6% say they've actually doubled down on measurement strategy. So 18.6%, that doesn't strike me as a world-shattering event that has caused people to question their very being. But once you get through the report, as I said, short and sharp, you get into the annexes where there's the data. And the data is actually very interesting, I think. So there you see what's actually going on, and you see the variation between 217 and 221, and you see the trends. So that's where I think we should linger. And I would urge anyone downloading this report to read it, but not stop at the conclusion, but carry on through the annex where you'll find really useful data. And you know, a couple of things that really struck me is this idea of it's possible to demonstrate learning's impact. That is now probably 60% agree or strongly agree. It's a huge amount. And the people who strongly disagree or disagree are down in single figures. So that's really encouraging. Now, that has grown massively since 2017, not massively since 2020. So it's a kind of slow build rather than the COVID epidemic has created this massive burst of activity. That's not borne out at all by the figures. But the fact that you're going to have a conversation now about impact measurement, and you're not echoing hollowly into a room where no one's listening, you're actually making sense to the vast majority of people in the room. The issue is, and I think this is very important, that the lack of still the capability and willingness, but the lack of tools and no real access to data, the right data, the right tools to do it, the right pressure amongst competing priorities. So I think it's from that I take it to be a slow, steady move, definitely in the right direction, but less big shift caused by COVID than I would have imagined. What about you, Martin?
Well, having said that, my eye was drawn to the slide that reads, "The success of my department is evaluated by : and there are a whole load of different options there. Now, what's interesting is by far the most popular form of evaluation of the learning department is learner satisfaction, right? Now, for the previous 3 years, 18, 19, and 20, that was in decline. Learner satisfaction was in decline. And this year it has shot up to be by far the most popular way of evaluating what learning is doing. So we're back into that kind of cycle of measuring learning and not measuring business impact. There are some other measures in here, but again, they're in decline. So organizational impact, for the last 2 years, 2019, 2020, they've been in decline, and this year they're in decline again. So less than 20% of people of departments are measured on organizational impact. And a similar thing, improvements in job performance, these are less than 20%, a lesser measure this year than it was last year. So overall, when you look at the percentages of how the department is evaluated, only one of them goes above 30% as well. So it looks to me like we're, you know, you can look on the left-hand side, there's this we're not evaluated column.
That's gone down.
That's gone down. So that's about
substantially
13%.
Yeah.
But there's still a kind of lump of organisations within which L&D is not evaluated at all. So that sort of picture says to me that it is easy to have learner satisfaction as a measurement. But if the organisation is looking at that for impact, then I think it's not actually understanding whether or not the investment is having the right kind of impact on performance. So
you're quite right. I also think that this is a kind of knee-jerk reaction to, my God, I better prove that what we're doing is useful. We'll grab a few people and we'll ask them what they think. They love it. Great. All good. So that's what I reckon is going on. That it's simple, it's knee-jerk, and it stops you, but it stops you doing the important stuff.
But what's interesting is that you know, nearly 60% believe that it's possible to demonstrate learning's impact. So there's still quite a rump of people who don't believe you can. So that's interesting. You know,
What
is that actually the case? You know, is it impossible to measure it? But then there's quite a large proportion who believe it can be. But then you look at those measures and you think, well, if you're being evaluated on measures like people like the learning, is that really good enough? I mean, you know, I just don't think over the coming months and years that that's going to stack up. I think executive teams will be taking a far harsher look at the impact of their various functions. So I think in some senses that graph where it says, I feel executive pressure to measure learning's impact, that nearly 30% say yes. I think that maybe that is going to grow over time. Anyway, I think that, well, between agree and a strong degree, sorry, that's about, you know, 60 to 70%.
60 70%, yes. But
that's going to grow. So I think that the message there is you've just got to really know how to measure the impact and demonstrate.
Yes. And you need the tools. You've got to know how to do it. You've got to have a receptive audience who wants to know, and you need the tools. They're the three key messages, and there are still big gaps in those three areas. So, Martin, worth reading. It's the Leo report, which is called, repeat this, 5 Years of Measuring the Business Impact of Learning by Leo and Watershed. It's been out a few weeks. We suggest you download it and have a look and see if you agree with what we say.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nigel.
Thank you, Martin. Thank you very much.
From scratch.